time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us here again at Abounding Grace. This past week, we have been taking up the subject of the parable of the sower. And yesterday, we finished by looking at the first two types of hearers of the word that Jesus outlines. And of course, this parable is really teaching us and driving us to ask the question, what kind of hearer of the word are we? Jesus, of course, outlines two types of hearers. You'll remember the first two that we outlined yesterday. Jesus said, "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside." So, this first type of hearer we looked at yesterday is in the kingdom, visibly. He sits and he hears the word of God proclaimed. Notice Jesus stresses that here. He hears the word of the kingdom, but he doesn't understand it. And the wicked one comes and he takes away. The seed landed on the path. There was no place for the word to grow. And we said we've seen this a lot in the life of the church. People who hear the word and they flat out reject the word. They do not listen to the admonitions of God's word. They do not take his word seriously. And really, they continue in a life of unbelief. The second seed that Jesus outlined that we considered yesterday is he who received the seed on stony places. Jesus says, "This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles." And I said yesterday, this is probably one of the most powerful hearers of the word initially. They hear the word, it sprouts up in their hearts quickly. Outwardly, they tend to show that they have had something happen in their lives. Christianity seems to take root, but it's never really genuine. It doesn't have anywhere to grow, says Jesus. The seed fell on stony places. It hits the rocks, which are analogous to tribulation, which are analogous to persecution. And when those things happen in his life, Jesus says immediately he stumbles. He's here one day. He seems to have a great life and great conviction in the life of the church, but the next day he's gone. Well, today we pick up and we take up Jesus' discussion of this next seed. He says in this next one, he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Now, before we launch into this, we really have to say at this point, there must be a prepared and proper heart to receive the word of God. It's as if Jesus is saying to all of us, don't play games with me when you come to hear the word. Because the truth is that the seed that lands on the stony heart never really has a firm grounding in the faith. It's all surface. It's a genuine faith that embraces Christ really is not present. And so hearing the word is a very serious thing. And I've said, at least when we look back at the stony places, this process could be a few days, it could be years. Pastors and teachers have even fallen into this category of hearing. From our perspective, it's heartbreaking. And so here are those seeds that fall on rocky places. They take Christianity quickly, but they never endure because there's no grounding of the Word of God in their hearts. But then Jesus transitions, I just read to you, to those seeds that fall among the thorns. Now, I believe that this seed is of great interest to us, especially living in the U.S., in America. For in verse 22, he says that this one also hears the word of God, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of riches or wealth choke it, and it becomes unfruitful. These are the thorns that choke the word that was heard. And he outlines two of them here. First one he says is the worries of this life. It's interesting that Jesus uses this, doesn't he? I mean, in the Sermon on the Mount, he warned against this. He said, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Worrying is a great problem, isn't it? And this is simply referring to all of those worries in this present life that bring anxiety, all of those things which cause one to worry. And what is he saying here? Well, he's saying that worrying is a terrible sin that takes one's focus off of Christ, whether it's family problems, and those plague every family, whether it's financial problems, marital problems, worrying can become an obsession. And Christ clearly makes the point here that worrying can actually choke the word so that one is not able to grow in the faith. They remain unfruitful. Luke says they bring no fruit to maturity. And so this hearer will never have a genuine saving faith nor bear genuine fruit in this worried state because their security comes from finding earthly solutions to these earthly problems. There is no growth. There's no trust in Christ, a very dangerous thorn in one's life. The second thorn he speaks of here is the deceitfulness of riches. Well, the expression here in the Greek is very strong and very forceful. The idea here is that riches greatly deceive. And how true this is, because they do seem to promise happiness, don't they? They do seem to promise security and freedom from care and anxiety. Money can bring a sort of temporal security. If we just have this, things will be better. I think it's the exact kind of thing that we see here. Riches can be so deceitful in that they appear to bring happiness and security. But of course, Jesus tells us this is not true. But it always seems that if one has this or has that or has enough, problems will cease. For this here, this is the one goal in life. They're more concerned with the things that this world has to offer than the Word of God. Their aim is simply to serve two masters, to find their enjoyment in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. One man, a pastor, said this about this type of thorn. This is especially the great danger of those engaged in business or in times of outward peace. Many are thus deceived and lose their own souls while attempting to gain more of this present world and its enjoyments. He noticed that problem and he said that 200 years ago. Look at the blessings we live in now. And he's right. Riches can easily deceive. But I think what's most interesting about this type of hearer is that he becomes unfruitful, or Jesus says doesn't come to full maturity. Is really the emphasis. The profession is not all the way cast off, is it? They still remain to hear the word. They're still in the church, but there simply is no growth in their lives. Fruitful good works are not evident. The first two seeds, I guess you could say, simply cast off their profession. The one that lands on the path just doesn't receive anything of the word. The one that lands on the stony places ends up rejecting his profession when trial and tribulation comes. But this seed hangs around, this soil. And I believe this here is very common in the church of our day. Thorns clinging around the necks of preventing genuine saving faith. And never coming to a proper knowledge of Jesus Christ. These three types of soils constantly discourage the church, don't they? I mean, I read this, and often we see these things go on in the life of the church, and we wonder, can salvation be truly lost? I mean, we think of that verse in Hebrews that says, if one falls away, it's impossible to renew them again to repentance. Those types of verses, of course, are pointing to one of these three types of soils who appear, who give an outward profession to be saved. When you come across people who seem to us to have lost their salvation, Christ is really giving us the answer here. And he explains it with these three types of hearers. The reality is that with these three types of soils, true salvation was never there. And this is a great evaluation passage to help us understand why these types of responses happen in the life of the church. Why some people flat out reject the word, why some people spring up shortly for a time and appear to give great evidence of Christianity, but all of a sudden they're gone when they have to count the cost. And then while some just sit around in the church but never produce any fruit. Jesus explains all of this in the parable of the sower. Now this can be rather discouraging, can it? Because if we're honest, we've seen all of these things in us, even as true Christians, if you're a Christian today. I mean, these problems are in all of our hearts. I would imagine at some point in our evaluation of these things, we have found every single one of them in us. I know I have. As a matter of fact, if we haven't seen these things in our own lives, we're deceiving ourselves because none of us are without sin. All of these are very real struggles in the life, even of the true believer. And I want to stress that. Oftentimes, we struggle to hear the word and don't want to hear it. Oftentimes, we are caught when trial and tribulation comes by not doing what God says. Oftentimes, thorns do choke the true Christian. But it's healthy to examine ourselves because the beauty of the gospel is there's hope. Without His grace, that's where we would be. We would abandon. We would walk away. We would not grow. But that's where this whole parable turns us to the grace of Christ. He leaves us great hope in verse 23, for there is one good type of soil. By God's grace, he's speaking of the true Christian, the true hearers of the word of God. He says, but the one who receives the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Is that our work? Well, the whole parable turns us to Christ, doesn't it? We're going to come back to that tomorrow and consider what it means when Jesus said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It's all of grace, my friends, that we understand and believe it all. And so then today, if you are a true hearer of the word and you are producing fruit in your life, thank him today for his grace to you. And tomorrow we'll come back and consider how wonderful it is in the hearer that hears the word and produces fruit to his praise and honor and glory. Know more about the Linden United Reformed Church, we invite you to join us for worship this Sunday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Visit us on the web. You will find many resources there about us, www.lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. May Christ and His gospel continue to be advanced through us and in you.